Hey everyone, welcome to episode 8. So today I'm talking about bike shedding. Bike shedding is a really interesting term slash analogy. And it really, well, one, it explains this one phenomena really well, and I'll talk about what that is. And two, it really opened my eyes to what's really, you know, what's the best use of your time when it comes to making decisions, especially within a group of team members. So yeah, let's explain first what bike shedding is. Bike shedding, like I said, it's an analogy, so you'll typically hear this used an example where there's a bike rack being built and you have a kind of like a meeting. You have, you know, maybe students there who ride bikes to class, you have faculty members, you have the people actually building the bike rack. You know, I probably should have said this bike rack's like, you know, going to go on a college campus, right? Because that's like one typical scenario. And so a question gets asked, what color should we paint this bike rack? And interestingly enough, everyone answers. Everyone chimes in, gives their opinion. I think, you know, this bike rack should be red. I think this bike rack should be blue. You know, and it just everyone wants to, you know, feel a part of the, you know, part of the decision making. They want to, you know, have their opinion be heard, you know, be a part of it. And then like when other questions get asked, less trivial questions. So, you know, like, you know, what's the location this bike rack should be, where you actually have to form an argument, like, you know, why you think so, whereas a color is just very subjective, you know, just, you know, I like the color blue, so I think it should be color blue, sort of thing. So it's trivial questions versus, you know, more complex, more, you know, important questions that are asked. A lot of the times people don't, you know, people will want to give their opinion on trivial questions because it's very easy to do so, versus more complex in depth ones where you have to really think about it, you know, you have to, you know, form a good argument and your reasoning and stuff like that. And this really explains just, you know, a lot of meetings that you know, that kind of waste time where everyone's talking about very trivial topics. You know, all of this can be explained easily with this bike shedding analogy. It's like, why are you guys, you know, trying to decide on a color of, you know, of some text or whatever versus like what the next feature should be built or what, you know, what's the best use of your money or how are you gonna, you know, do this and that, versus something very, very trivial. So I really love this term, this analogy. And for me, you know, it's really helped me open my eyes and not worry about the things that can be easily decided upon. So, you know, a lot of times, like being a developer, I like to take a lot of time, like, and talk about the architecture of projects and software and deciding on like what tools and frameworks, like every little bits and piece of code, kind of how it's going to be structured. And when it comes to building a product, while yes, that, you know, has some importance, you still really want to focus on, you know, the actual product itself. So what is that, what it's actually going to do versus how it's going to be built, right? And everyone can say, you know, every developer would be like, oh, I prefer this coding style, I prefer this framework, you know, and you end up spending a lot of time trying to figure that stuff out, when at the end of the day, you really just want to focus on, you know, on the meat. Like, you want to focus on what's really important, and that will be typically more of the, you know, the business of the product and the marketing and, you know, and actually getting like users to use your product. Like, what, you know, what's gonna happen, you know, what decisions do you have to make to figure all that stuff out, and not deciding what color your bike rack should be. So yeah, hopefully this made sense. Hopefully I did a good explanation of this. I really like this term, bike shedding. I hope you did too. And yeah, that's the end of the episode. Make sure you rate this podcast if you enjoyed it. Rate it 5 stars on iTunes, on Google Play, and whatever podcasting app you're using. Follow me on Twitter. I'm SunnySingIO. And I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Thanks for listening again. I'll see you guys later. Bye.